All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Pineview Public Infrastructure Districts, both number 1 and 2. Today is February 19th, 2026. It's 1:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Darcy, your chair, you want to start for us?
Yes, Darcy Stewart, Chair.
Colleen Stewart, Clerk.
Neil Marchant, board member, treasurer.
Yep, both.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we have board meeting minutes for PID number 1 was our December 11th meeting where we adopted the final budget. And then for PID 2, January 13th, have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
They look good.
Yeah.
I think they look great.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks,
Second.
Colleen. Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby.
Okay. All right. So, board, as Michael noted, we'll have this quarterly expenditure and payment listing moving forward. So, this first report here we have is for Q4 2025. Total amounts paid were $19,223.02. All of these were made from the checking account and represent administrative costs for the 2024 audit, accounting, and legal fees. Are there any questions or discussion on this?
Okay, could I get a motion to approve?
I so move.
Thanks,
I'll
Neil.
second.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.
Okay. Moving right into the December 31st, 2025 unaudited financial statements. Here on the screen is the balance sheet for the district at the end of the year. Total assets were just about 33,000. Of that, about 8,400 was in the general fund in the checking account, and then just under 25,000 in the debt service fund, representing funds on hand with UMB, as well as a receivable from the county for property tax collect or property tax revenues for 2025. Current accounts payable were about 5,500, and therefore fund balances were about 28,000. So, looking at the general fund budget to actual, expenses for the year were about 42,000 compared to the annual budget of 53,000, so well within that annual budget that was set. These other financing sources and uses, we have a transfer out of 4,000 that represents transfer to the debt service fund to pay the paying agent fees to UMB, and then 25,000 was a receipt of developer advances for 2025. And then next is the debt service fund. So revenues here were about 14,000 for property taxes. This includes a portion of the 2024 taxes that were received in 2025, as well as the receivable of about $10,000 representing the 2025 taxes that were levied. Expenses were just under 1.7 million. We have that paying agent fee to UMB. And then we had an interest and principal payment on the bonds. Just as a reminder, this was the source of these revenues was the termination of the project fund that was transferred in 2025. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. There were payments out for capital infrastructure costs of about 530,000, and then the transfer to the debt service fund of just 1.7 million. For the termination of that project fund. Any questions? Any further detail you want to discuss?
Looks good.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
I was just saying the additional 2025 property tax has just come in and transmitted.
Perfect. Thanks for the update, Colleen.
Yep. Okay. Could I get a motion to approve those financials?
I'll so move.
Thanks, Darcy.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, what I just put up is the interlocal with Utah Local Governments Trust. So the trust is who we get our insurance through. They're kind of a co-op would be the best way to describe it. They have most of the medium to smaller governmental entities in the state, so cities, counties, special districts. Well, how everybody gets their insurance is they join as a member. What they've allowed us to do for the last few years is just contract with them. So this last year, they've asked if we could just get all the districts to join, just like all the other governmental entities have. So we're asking all the districts to join. There's no extra payments, there's nothing that's different. We're just going to become members. You'll see down here that we list Matt and Tyler as the representatives. And the reason we do that is because eventually the board's going to convert to an elected board. So just for consistency's sake, we're just going to appoint one of those two, both of them, whichever one can make it if they ever have a meeting or anything. So you guys have any questions?
Yeah, when does that convert?
Christy probably knows, but I would assume as soon as the interlocal signed and we get it over to him.
It converts when the when your bonds expire. It'll go to the crime policy.
So that's a good point, Christy.
What you were asking.
So right now we do have treasurer's bond on Neil, and you, Darcy, you and Colleen might have fidelity bonds. I'd have to go back and look. But what we have done and what the trust has done is they've converted everybody to a crime policy, which does away with the treasurer's bond. That way, the crime policy now covers everybody on the board in case somebody does something nefarious with the money. The benefit of the crime policy is that the premium is based on the budget. So for us, it'll go down. Now, once we do the new bond issuance, it'll go up because there's more money in there that there could be an issue with. But that's the way that works. So, Darcy, to answer your question, it's when your fidelity bonds expire.
I think what he was asking is when do we go from a board that is appointed to a
Oh,
board that's
that.
Oh,
elected?
yeah.
I'm over here pontificating about
No.
insurance. So,
I can actually answer that, Colleen, if
yeah.
you're all right with that, Michael. So, Colleen, your term technically expired in 2024. But the way the statute reads is you can continue to serve as a board member until you're replaced. The trigger for your seat to become an elected seat just hit. The trigger is the annexation. I'm trying to pull up the exact language, but the annexation that occurred in 2021, I believe it was. And so Colleen's seat as of right now in 2027 will there will be an election for someone to take Colleen's seat. Now, there's some other things in the air where maybe we will approach the city of Tocqueville to get an amended governing document. And this is in relation to PID 1 because there's some other things that there's some other items in governing documents that have changed since this governing document was approved to distance districts from cities. And so in that, maybe we could I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but in that, maybe we could extend your term or change the term of when it becomes an elected or an elected seat, or we can cross that bridge kind of when we get there. But as of right now, Colleen's seat becomes elected in 2027.
Okay, as long as you're keeping track of us.
Yep.
We are.
Thank you.
Okay.
We are. I mean, we could rotate if one of you guys want to come off sooner than Colleen or however. What Tyler's talking about has become an issue throughout the state with districts, the way the state auditor is handling some things. So there's probably going to be changes for a lot of the current PIDs in particular. Just the way she wants to do some auditing stuff. So.
And as a result of her doing of her taking certain auditing positions with cities, cities are pretty willing to amend the governing document to have us make it very clear for the auditor that the PID is separate entity and it's not part of the city. So.
I see.
Is are you aware of any other legislative changes to the laws?
There's some bills out there that haven't, at least some last I checked, that haven't been approved, but that they're out there, and yeah, there's likely going to be some changes coming up. So,
Anything we need to be concerned about?
No, the biggest part is what Tyler's talking about now, how we're going to deal with the way the state auditor's looking at some things. There is one, I don't know how much traction it has to deal with having your board meetings at your inside of the district, which would become a nightmare because most of the districts you're under construction, so there's nowhere physically to have a
A
board meeting.
meeting.
So we're trying to work with that. We would like to kill it and just keep doing Zoom meetings, electronic meetings. This today's day and age, why somebody would want to physically go to a meeting if they don't have to is beyond me. But the story behind it, there was an older gentleman, had no access, he couldn't get on, couldn't find the link, wanted to go to the meeting. So it literally was one individual who went to his representative and got his representative to open this bill file. So we'll see if something happens. But Darcy, that would really be the only ones.
Okay, thank you.
So, all right, getting back, if you guys are good, if I could get a motion to approve the interlocal.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. The 24 audit. Shelby, do you want to pull it up? I've got it.
I can pull it up. I've got it right here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So, board, I'll start by saying that the district received a clean opinion. So that's great news. And there were no findings for the district. So also really good news. So, kind of best case scenario for this audit, other than the timing of it, of course, but kind of clean bill of health from the auditors. So, just kind of walking through this a little bit, I won't spend a ton of time here. But again, this is 2024. So total assets for the district. Let me back up a little bit. The audit statements differ a little bit from the interim statements like that we just reviewed, in that these audited financial statements include any of those long-term debt or capital assets, just kind of pursuant to governmental accounting standards. So again, as of the end of 2024, the district had total assets of just under 13.3 million, which primarily consisted of cash and investments on hand, as well as CIP of about 11 million. Total liabilities were just under 17 million that had current accounts payable, and then the accrued bond interest on those bonds. As you all know, those are cash flow bonds. So that bond interest kind of accrues over time until property tax revenues are sufficient to start paying that down. And then the due in more than 1 year primarily represents the outstanding principal balance of the bonds that were issued. The next page, which is the statement of activities, this is an income statement, just kind of in an interesting format here, again, in accordance with governmental accounting and auditing standards. So expenses for 2024 were $992,000. This $48,000 for general government represents primarily the administrative costs to keep the district running and in compliance. And then $944,000 represents the interest that was incurred on the bonds in 2024. Then we had revenues of about $8,500 from the property tax collections for 2024. Couple other things I would just point out in the footnotes here. We've got a couple tables for capital assets. To this point, really all infrastructure has been captured as construction in progress. Colleen, we reached out to you, and maybe you're not the best person, but just to kind of get a better understanding if all assets have been conveyed at this point, and if so, we'll get those kind of cleaned up for the 2025 audit. And then this next table is the long-term debt. So again, we've got the bonds outstanding of the 13.8 million, this accrued interest on those bonds, and then there's been 150,000 in advances through 2024, as well as some interest that's accrued on those developer advances. Last thing I would note, not specific to this, but for 2025, we've prepared the draft financials and footnotes, and so those are queued up and ready to go. We anticipate getting all that over to the auditors by March 2nd, so about a week and a half from now. So I think in a really good position to make sure that this gets filed before that June 30 deadline this year. So any questions, discussion on this audit?
I don't have any.
Nope.
No.
Hey, the one thing I would need then is just to show you guys reviewed it would be a motion to accept the audit.
I'll make that motion.
No, Thanks. Was that Darcy seconding?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, perfect. All right, let's see. Next up, meeting schedule. So here's the proposed meeting schedule, and we'll just going forward do joint meetings between PIDs 1 and 2, if that's good for everybody. So second Thursday at 1 o'clock. Does that work for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve this as the annual meeting schedule for both PIDs number 1 and 2?
I'll make a motion.
Thanks, Darcy.
I'll second.
Sorry, Neil, she beat you.
Oh, sorry, Neil.
She's good like that.
Exactly. Hey, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, schedule the public hearing for the final budget for 26 for PID 2. Everybody get out your calendars. And let's look to see what date. We'd need 7 days notice period. So when in the next couple weeks would it work for you guys? It'll take 10 minutes, if that, for this meeting.
So it needs to be after the February 26th.
Yep.
We can squeeze it in anytime before the 10th.
What about Monday the 2nd?
I like that.
Okay, I like it too, Shelby.
Yep, that works. And Michael, I was also going to ask with the kind of new bond transaction that kicked off for PID 1, perhaps we also do a tentative amended budget for district number 1 to account for that. Would that make sense to combine those?
Sure, if you can have it
Okay.
done.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Will you
So at
shoot?
1 o'clock then?
1 o'clock works for me. All
Perfect.
right, 1 o'clock on the 2nd. Could I get a motion to set that public hearing then? March 2nd, 1 o'clock.
You got the motion from me.
Thanks, Neil.
Oh,
Who seconded?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay,
Aye.
perfect. Shelby, will you send over whatever language you want for Christy to put on the agenda for that?
I will.
Thank you. Last thing I have is Darcy and Colleen, I sent to you guys the quarterly report for Q4. If you
Just
guys could
today.
get, no, I sent it over like a week ago or so.
Oh, yeah, we were out of town, so I'll look and get that
Okay,
signed.
I'll shoot it over to you again. If you guys
Great.
could just get that to me. Probably not a lot of updates, but because it's for the fourth quarter.
Okay, is it DocuSign?
Yeah, I'll send, well, if you tell me the updates are good, then I'll send it DocuSign. But I just need to make sure the updates are good.
Okay, I'll jump on that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's everything I have. You guys have anything for us?
Nope.
I don't know.
No, thank you for your help.
All right,
Yes.
can I get a motion to adjourn?
I love to make that motion.
Thanks, Darcy.
I'll second it.
Thanks,
All
Neil.
right, Neil.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good to see you guys.